Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I know you have a show to watch, so let me get real quick into this with you. Okay, so Ascended Masters, you're watching right now, browse, select, ascend. It's very easy to use. All you have to do is scroll down here. You're going to see the different categories, sessions, courses, products, entertainment, books, conscious business growth. All you do is you simply click on the category that's resonating with you or that you're in need of, and you're going to see a video directory of some of the greatest minds out there. And within 5 to 7 minutes, you'll find out who that person is, what their style is, and if they're going to help you on your journey called life. It's a very easy formula to follow right here. And also too, if you're one of those who does have a product or service that you think that will be a benefit to others and you'd like to be on Ascended Masters, our email is in the description below. It's askspirituallyraw@gmail.com. We'll set up a time to chat and see how you can make a difference in the world for people. So hope you're enjoying the site, everybody. Thanks for sharing this and much love to you. And most importantly, enjoy the show. We'll see you next time. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. As always, we hope you woke the most miracle morning and are having the most fortunate day today. And thank you again for your energy exchange with us today. We got some cool energy exchange with our soul sister, Kimberly Palm, here today. We haven't had her on in a little bit, but wow, Kimberly, it's great to have you back. But I want to let you know, for all of you who are just getting to check out Kimberly, you're going to fall in love with her. And when you say, "I want to see more of Kimberly," fear not.
I want more of Kimberly.
If you go to spirituallyraw.live, just type in Kimberly Palm, two words there, you'll see all the shows that we've done with her. They're really fascinating, and she's definitely tapped in and tuned in on that. So thank you, everybody, for staying connected with us. And if you want to know more about how when we get great guests on like Kimberly, just hit the subscribe button from wherever you're watching this at, and also that notification bell, that bing bing bing.
I thought you had another screen share up there too.
No, that's it.
Okay. So for those of you that don't know, Kimberly's also the author of The Real Fountain of Youth. How awesome is that? So make sure to check out her website and all of her books, because this is not the only book. This is just one of
thanks for coming back on. It's always good to see you again. And I wanted to this is a really important topic because it is coming on everybody's radar right now. Soul fractal. And, I think you're really just a great person to help explain it and break it down for her. So first of all, can you give us a bird's eye view of what a soul fractal is?
You know what, before we get started on that, we had no idea what we're going to talk about and how this conversation even came up. Before we started this show, I said to Kimberly, "You know, Kimberly, I hear other people also say that you really resemble Mary Magdalene." And that's how we got into the fractal conversation. So can you kind of explain what that means and
lead us through that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard for me to say. I have to be careful what I say, but for certain reasons, I call it universe. I'm not going to say, but anyways, I will say it as best as I can without getting into too much trouble. Okay. So basically, in my book Ascension 101, I actually have a whole chapter on who you are, like what you are, like all about your soul, all about, you know, where you come from, what you are, what makes you up, like your higher self, your oversoul, all of that. So some people have what's called an oversoul. Not all beings have that. Okay. They have some people, like I'm fully embodied with my soul in this body. But as far as the Mary Magdalene, it's funny because I've had people for years, and even recently in the last few weeks, even more and more people calling me up on the phone or seeing me on video for the first time. They don't even know me. And the first thing they say is, "Are you Mary Magdalene?" They ask me if I'm Mary Magdalene. Which is really, really sweet. And no, I'm not her. So let me first of all point this out. She is not physically in a body here on earth. And neither is Yeshua, Christ. They're both up on, they kind of come and go wherever they want, but like currently they're on this thing called the New Jerusalem, which is like basically a crystalline city that's like 6,000 miles across or something. And it's floating around out near Venus somewhere at this point. But I didn't even know this information, honestly. I just recently found this out because I talk to them all the time. They're always here with me, you know, because they can go anywhere they want. They can project themselves holographically anywhere they want, right? So I talk to them all the time. But I didn't know about this New Jerusalem. I found it out through a man who I look up to, who's kind of like older than me and more, but you know how everybody has their spiritual gurus or mentors. So I had this guy who knows a lot of information and he explained all this to me. And I was like, what? No, that's gotta be a bunch of baloney. And so I asked and I said, are you guys up on a ship right now? And then they said, yep.
I've heard about that.
You know why? How I heard about it? My brother, who's very religious, always talked about the New Jerusalem, but mm-hmm. I think his interpretation of it was different. And I'm very interested to hear about your interpretation of the New Jerusalem.
It's not my interpretation. It came from this man who I look up to, who has a lot of, he's really connected to God. He was like Moses in his past life. Like he was actually Moses.
Yeah.
Last time he was here. He was also, who else was he? I think he was George like the Washington soul
cluster too. That you incarnated with, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And so he explained it to me, but it's like a 6,000. It's funny because I'd seen it in dreams, but I didn't know what I was looking at. I'd already seen this thing. I'd seen it and I'd even physically like, because I do a thing called fractaling. I'm going to explain about fractaling because I do it at night and I travel, I go places. And I was there and I saw it, but I didn't know what it was I was experiencing. So it's a 6,000 mile across like ship basically, but it's more like a crystal city. It's like a giant floating city that's like 6,000 miles across. And there's a lot of, that's where all the ascended masters are hanging out. And
that makes everything. A lot of sense.
Well, they're also on the store, ascendedmasters.store. They're hanging out there.
So, Kimberly, do humans, if we ever get to the point of being at that ascension level, will we ever ascend to the New Jerusalem? And I also heard interpretations of the New Jerusalem coming down to us.
It can go, but we're creating heaven on earth. Cause I told you guys back the first time you had me on that the boss came in and told me he was resurrecting a new kingdom of peace on the planet. We're over the next 10 years, 10 to 15 years, we're turning this into the Garden of Eden.
And when you say the boss, Kimberly, you're referring to Yeshua?
Yeshua, yeah.
All right, cool.
So basically we're creating our own version.
We're creating our own version. That's a totally separate thing. Okay. And it can float around in space, I guess, wherever it wants to go. It's not gonna like come down on the surface of the planet because that would be kind of hard at 6,000 miles across.
Right.
I mean, that would be kind of weird. It would, you know, but, and it's a different thing altogether. Like it's something different. It would be like, you can't stick Venus on the earth. You can't stick Pluto, you know what I mean? Kind of a thing.
Right.
So you can't do that, but back to the soul fractal thing. Do you want me to explain like what that is and how that is?
Let's get the soul fractal.
Cause I don't want to get sidetracked cause I already have ADD. And if I get sidetracked too much, it's going to be worse. But the thing is that, you could have an oversoul. Some people don't. If you have an oversoul, it means that you have taken that your body. If you have an oversoul and it's in heaven, or if it's on the New Jerusalem, or it could be on a ship, like a Pleiadian ship, it could be anywhere, right? It could be, your oversoul can be anywhere, and you can be a fractal of that oversoul. What does that mean? Okay. Do you remember Harry Potter? Harry Potter, in Harry Potter movies, they talk about Lord Voldemort, the evil one, he who shall not be named, splitting himself into 12 Horcruxes. So he took his soul and he split it up and he hid it, parts of his soul in different places. All of these movies in Hollywood show you the truth because the Masonic people and the Illuminati and all them, they know all this really deep esoteric stuff. They know about all of it. Okay. So they were showing you soul splitting in the Harry Potter movies. You can take your soul, you can fractal it and split it off into 100 different pieces and put it into beings on different planets. Your oversoul could be in heaven, and you could have a version of you on Earth, one on Pluto, one on Jupiter, one in Arcturus, one in Sirius, one in Pleiades. You could be all over the place. And then what happens is when those beings die, when those bodies, the avatar, because this is just an avatar thing, you know, it's temporary. When this dies, that fractal goes back up and rejoins with the oversoul, and the memories of all of that lifetime go back into the whole oversoul. But you're also always connected to that oversoul at all time. You have a psychic link and a cord attachment to that oversoul at all time that cannot be broken.
Okay. But not everybody has an oversoul.
Not everybody has one. Not everyone's a fractal. Some people, they're fully, like, I'm fully here. However, at nighttime, I fractal and I leave and I go.
So fractal can actually be a circumstance or an event that happens arbitrarily, if you would, or so it's not a permanent thing. So
it's a combo of both. So you can take your soul and you can split it and at any time and, you know, send it into different things and have different experiences. So even like right now in this body, my soul that's fully embodied here, I can take a fractal of my soul and send it out wherever I want to send it. I can send it into other people. You know, the movie Quantum Leap, or the TV show Quantum Leap, where he leaps inside of people. Right. That's a real thing. That's a real thing. You can actually do that.
So
you can actually do that.
No, it's interesting because when people describe, let's say, a walk-in, you know, the phenomenon of walk-in, would that be like a soul fractal then, Kimberly?
It could be, but not always. It could be an entire soul, because usually, so the difference is with walk-ins, the original soul goes through a near-death experience. They've decided they just can't handle Earth anymore. They're like, oh my God, I can't take this place anymore. And they're either tried to commit suicide, they're about to commit suicide, or they're like really, really, because I interviewed somebody on my channel all about that, Angel Walk-In, Clare County Huff. Mm-hmm. And she had a just messed up life and she wanted out of here. And so she left, she went home, and an angel walked into her, like an actual angel entered her instead. So that's an entire soul embodying into a body. But the other soul leaves. When there's a walk-in, the other soul actually leaves.
Right.
There might be a few instances where there's two souls, and this is kind of a tricky thing. Did you know Christ had three different souls sharing his body?
The Holy Spirit kind of thing, like that?
No, that's the first time I've ever heard that. So
no, he had three other beings sharing his beings, body. Really? Yeah.
Other. Okay, I never heard that, but it's not unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. So I didn't know that either. I found that out from the same guy who told me about the New Jerusalem. And so every time he told me these things, I rolled my eyes and go, yeah, I really believe that. Ha, ha, ha. And then I had to ask, is this true? Because see how my relationship with them goes is they don't just offer information to me unless it's really important. Like they'll tell me stuff, you know, they'll pop in and tell me stuff that you need to know or that I need to know that's really, really important. Otherwise, they're too busy. They don't have time for the baloney. So if I want to know something, I have to ask them. That's why he said, ask and you shall receive, knock and a door shall be open. I have to knock on his door and say, hey, Yeshua, hey, tell me, you know, did you have three beings sharing your body? And guess what he said? He said, yes.
Did he say which three beings?
It was like, I can't remember. It was names I can't pronounce.
So, did he have an Antichrist being within him also?
No, Antichrist is Satan. Well, I already did a video all about that. I have a video on my channel. If you go to my channel, all about what the Antichrist is, that's an actual whole group of people. It's the Soros and all of those people, the G of hell, I'm not going to say his name, BG, they'll say his initials, but all those people that are part of the cabal, higher up Illuminati, the elites, they're all Antichrists.
That's very, very,
he told me Antichrist isn't just one person. It's an entire energy. It's an energy frequency of anybody who is Antichrist.
Perfectly well said. Makes perfect sense.
So getting back to soul fractals then, so if we know the knowledge that they're soul fractals, then can one call on parts of their soul fractal and bring them here? So, you know, if there's a part of you, like, you know, you need for a specific, or you have unanswered questions on a specific thing, could you be reaching out to the soul fractal that actually has that answer somewhere?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And as you develop your psychic ability, and that's only if you are a fractal. If you're somebody, like I said, I'm fully here. Okay. My entire soul, I'm not fractal. Now at nighttime, I do that. And I go, because I do work all night long while I'm sleeping. I'm out there in the universe helping people. I'm helping other beings all over the place. I'm helping because I'm here to work. So I never, ever really sleep. My soul never sleeps. Let's just put it that way. It's just working all the time. So, there's not everybody that can do that, but let's say that I did have 20 other me's out in the galaxy or even on Earth at the same time, there's 20 other versions of me. I could develop my psychic telepathy to the point where I can constantly communicate with those fractals and get information. But we have to get to that point.
Know if they had fractals,
they'd have to either A, use their pendulum. So I have another course that's up on my website. It's basic pendulum class, and it's only $15, and people can learn to be their own psychic and get all their own answers. And in that class, what you could do is once you learn how to use that instrument, you can ask yourself, am I a fractal? And you'll get a yes or no. And you can say, how many fractals are there of me? And you can get a chart and you can have it point out the numbers. You can actually have it tell you 20, 10, 5, however many fractals. That's you can do cool. This with the pendulum. Mm-hmm. You can also muscle test it. And if you're psychic like I am, then you just know, you know, you just, or you ask, I mean, because I'm clairvoyant and clairaudient and all clairsentient and all that. So I just know the answers just because I am who I am, who I am. So I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. No, just kidding. I'm being silly. It's still morning time for me. So I'm being goofy, but the thing is that, every person has the ability to get this information. You can either get it with tools that I teach people, or over time, as we ascend, everybody's going to get back their superpowers. So not just a few people on the earth have superpowers. Every human has superpowers, but they've been blocked off by the cabal. The cabal has put like a curtain over your, you know, covered it up basically over your third eye. And so once you open your third eye and you activate it and you become psychic, and as we ascend and we get into the higher density, you know, more into fifth density on an individual soul level, all of your superpowers are going to come online. You're going to get back telepathy. You're going to get back prophetic ability. You're going to get back telekinesis and be able to move objects. How do you think that the ETs, the Syrians who built the beings pyramid. Who came from Sirius, who built the pyramids, how do you think they built those pyramids? They used their minds and they levitated objects. It was levitation. So they also had devices they could use, but they could use their mind and move anything around anywhere they wanted.
So it appears to be that people are becoming more and more aware, Kimberly, of soul fractaling or something's. Is it an experience? Would you say like, do people feel like there's a part of them missing? Like what's your, or do they feel like they're just, you know, not.
Do they feel like they're going crazy?
Do they feel like they're crazy? More like how do they.
Some people might, some people may never know. Some people may never know. There's some of them who they are just like clueless because they made an agreement before they came in, like a soul contract that I'm not going to know this ever, or I won't know it until such and such date or something like that. So they may not have, they may not ever gain access to that info until they leave here, until they leave their body. So it's not for everyone to know it. It depends on their soul contract they made before they came in.
Could it be for the purpose of when they made the soul contract? I think you alluded to the fact that it could be really anywhere in the galaxy. So the soul fractal is not limited to Earth. Did I understand that correct?
Yeah, they can be anywhere. It can be all over. It can be anywhere in space.
Got it.
It could be five galaxies away. I mean, it could be.
Would they have possibly done that to say, let me just learn about the universe at just a much Mach speed level kind of thing?
Yes.
Yeah,
it creates rapid learning, right? So let's say that there's 20 versions of you in different places and you're all learning stuff. It's rapid learning, man, because if you had to do it one at a time, it would take a lot longer time span. Mm-hmm. And so this is a way for people to gather a lot of information very fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder if you are a fractal somewhere. Are you the same age? Do you look the same? Are you living a similar
lifestyle? Not necessarily, because keep in mind there's different age ranges on different planets. You know, there are some planets where, like here, where we live to what, 70 something is the average age, but on other planets you could live to be 500. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be the same amount of time or the same ages. It's going to be different. Plus the at the time when your oversoul chose to fractal. So maybe you chose to fractal 200 years later here and 5 years later over here. And, you know, it's all different. It's all time. Keep in mind, everybody, the time doesn't exist outside of Earth. Time was created by the Dark Lords or the Sith Lords or the Evil Ones, whatever you want to call them. They created that as part of the Matrix trap here because time stresses you out. Time creates, you know, and then your time is short. You know, time is something
stresses you out.
Yeah, time is something that causes earlier death. You know, it's all about shortening your life, whatever it takes to shorten your life. And time is one of those things, because outside of here, people live 1,000 years in most cases. When once you leave here, people are living 1,000 years. So it's, yeah.
You think it's just this planet that does that, that has the whole time thing going on? Why do you think it's this planet, from what you know from Yeshua? What did he give you?
Satan and Lucifer. When they came here, that was one of their creations. They created that. Yeah.
So do you think there's a Satan and Lucifer then on other planets?
They could have fractaled. They could have done the same thing. Mm-hmm. They absolutely could have. Their oversouls could have fractaled and done the same thing. And there could be other versions of them. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So absolutely. When we get to a point, is it our goal to want to meet the other fractals, or is it our goal to just let them be what they're supposed to be? You know what I mean?
Bring it all into
yeah,
one?
Do we have an objective here? I know there's an overload, but
overload.
I'm a mental overload, but is the goal to be able to get everybody together wherever you're at? So, you know, hey, come here where I'm at, and then, you know, maybe I would go over there where they're at, or similarly you or April, you know, wherever your other fractals are. Would you kind of try to merge with each other, or do you not really want to strive for that?
So you have a time, it would be kind of like a time allotment where you have a plan where it's going to come back. So let's say that my main soul fractal was up on a Pleiadian ship somewhere. And then this is just one fractal of that oversoul. So when this life is done, this fractal joins back up with that again and merges. Okay. And then stays merged like that until my soul decides it wants to go and have other experiences.
So let me ask you a question. When people wake up sometimes and say, okay, I don't know where I got that information from. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, mm-hmm. I just feel smarter. You know what I mean? This seems to be mm-hmm. happening. Could it have been the possibility that that fractal, wherever it was at, died or did whatever, or no longer existed in the human shell, and then came?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is that also you can gain info. If you are a fractal in your body here, you can gain info from the oversoul by tapping in, or the oversoul maybe just sending you information. Mm-hmm. It could be while you're sleeping, even, you know, you're getting this information. So it's a thing.
I really think it is a thing. I honestly really do think it's a thing.
Yeah. You
know? I mm-hmm. do think it's a thing, because
the more that people become aware that this is a thing, the more it just makes more sense. I could see how this could be very viable.
If we're supposedly infinite creation, it would be a little naive to say we're all in. Boom,
and why are you not fractaled out?
So I'll tell you, I am actually carrying 3 fractals inside of me besides my entire being. So I have my main soul inside of me, but I'm carrying 3 fractals from 3 completely other beings within me.
Off planet?
Mm-hmm.
Off planet.
And I'm going to just let you guess who one of them is.
Okay. So I would say begins with a M. And the last name begins with an
M.
Yeah, but there's 79 other women on this earth that have that as well. Cause she told me that there were 80. And then there's 180 that have fractals of Yeshua inside of them.
Really?
Like, so, that makes sense.
So Eminem told you that there's 80 of you, and boom, we get there. Have you ever met any of the other ones? Have you ever met any of the other 80, Kimberly, at all, that have the
79.
Fractal?
79.
I've met a couple.
You have met a couple. What's that like when you meet them? What's it like? What's that experience like when you meet them?
It's interesting because let me explain. This is a different kind of fractal altogether. It's not the same thing. Okay, so I'm not her, and I'm not actually embodying like the full fractal. It's a little tiny piece of energy. So when Christ left, he told everyone he will be right here in their heart. He told all the apostles, because he put a tiny little fractal of his essence. Mm-hmm. into all of the apostles' hearts. So the 180 people who are here on earth carrying, and I also have a fractal of him as well. So 180 people are here, are all the original apostles and disciples that were here during his time. They're all carrying a little small, tiny little shard in their heart space. So they're not like, I'm not fully embodied. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not her. Okay.
Like you're
so
not like, the incarnation of X, Y, or
Z. No, I'm not incarnated of her. No. I mean, in her
form. I get you. Yeah.
It's like a little spark, like a spark.
Spark.
How many of them know that they have a fractal in them? Like, so for example, like the group of 80 of you, how many of the 80 actually know? Do all of the people know that they
some of them, I think probably all, let me ask to, he's right here. So does everybody know that they, so does everybody know that they have a fractal who has a fractal? Yes. Yeah. So the people that know, they actually think some of them, they're laughing because they say some of the people actually think they're them reincarnated because they haven't kind of figured it out.
Yep.
So they're walking around going, I'm Jesus, or I'm so-and-so. Right. And it's like, no, they're actually not. It's just that they have this.
Explains a lot.
They're kind of confused.
Right. That explains a lot.
And I'm not Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
That's all right.
But to have a fractal of an ascended master.
That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. Yeah. But it also does put into perspective more probably really what's going on, as opposed to someone being the actual incarnation of X, Y, or Z.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Does it make a lot of sense to you?
Totally.
It totally makes sense to me. I feel like I get it. You know, I know a lot of people seem to be really, really getting it there. Hey, I want to kind of ask you, because you've gone through this journey of everything from what we all went through back in 2020, memory lane here, and then coasting into 2021. We haven't talked in a little bit. What did you learn that you feel like back in 2021, you think we could have done different, looking back hindsight, you know, with all that energy, all that messaging going down there? Looking at it now, is there anything you think that we really missed? You know what I mean? Like a big, big sign that we missed that we all collectively didn't grab onto that could have made things better or you know, maybe change dynamics of all?
Yeah. So the biggest thing is the collective of humanity went into like a dark night of the soul, like, you know, this fear, lots of fear. Mm-hmm. And what could have been done differently is, and I don't know how this would have actually culminated, because people, okay, so there are people like myself who knew about the ascension years ago. There's people like Alex Collier, you know who he is, the famous Alex Collier. He's amazing. I'm trying to get him onto my channel to interview him. But I mean, I don't know if he'll ever do it, but if he does, I'd be honored. But there's people like him who knew about the ascension.
Alex.
Yeah. Yeah. There's people like him who have known about the ascension for even longer than me. I found out about it like 2009-ish. Or something like that. But there's people who knew about it going back to like the 80s, 90s, and even earlier than that. Like there's starseeds, there's first gen what we call starseeds, because Dolores Cannon talked about the different waves of starseeds coming in. The first wave would be my mom's generation. She was a first waver and she knew stuff. Like she told me that that humans were seeded on earth by ETs from a dying planet, and that we were all edited by ETs. I mean, she told me this like a long time ago. So, so there's stuff that I know that I knew way back when. I really wish there would have been a way we could have gotten people to listen, and we would have gotten a preparation program to prepare people so they didn't go to a place of fear. Because here's what happened is when all of the plague, when the plague got launched on the public and all these awful things started happening and lockdowns and this and that, it created mass P-A-N-D-E-M-I-C of fear. Okay, that's what it really created, was fear, 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 fear. Everybody went to a place of fear. And I wish there was some way we could have gone back and taught the skills that I teach every day. I mean, I've been teaching the skills that I teach. I've been teaching them for 20 plus, you know, I've been teaching them to people for a long time.
Yeah.
But I wish I could have taught it on more of a global, nobody knew who I was or anything then. Okay. So it's kind of like, I wish all of us could have come together somehow and been more known globally way back 10 years ago. So I could have prepared people and said, when this crap comes, that's coming for us all, do not go to a place of fear, because it lowers your vibrational frequency and it causes illness in the body. It prevents your ascension. It blocks your ascension. Every time these things happen, like these shootings and killings and a dude running over everyone at a parade in Wisconsin, those are real things that are really happening, but those are what I call MK Ultra'd sleepers. Those humans have been MK Ultra'd to be triggered at a certain second to go and mass murder people, because then it brings, then everybody goes into a place of sorrow and grief. It creates mass sorrow and grief, and that lowers everybody's vibration. It also creates massive fear, 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 fear. I wish there was a way that years ago I could have had this information out, that all of these awful things are coming to the planet. And when they do, you need to not go to a place of fear. You need to stay in a place of love and neutrality.
Here's the thing with that I get what you're saying, but I'm looking back at us 10 years ago when we did the show. A lot of people weren't ready for it then.
No.
So like maybe, we knew about the New Jerusalem. Remember Judge Amy used to say that? Yes. There was a lady that came on the show. She was a judge.
Yeah.
And she talked about the New Jerusalem. And described it exactly how you described it.
The majority of the people, even Jay and I, would roll our eyes, obviously not on camera, but we'd get off the show and be like, that's the craziest shit I ever just heard. Well, yeah, we did on camera a lot. But we would really be like, that was just way too loud. I mean, we've heard it all now.
It was just crazy back then. So it was different.
And even we're really connected, and it was far out for us. So maybe perhaps that's why.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So maybe this is the thing right now. So let me ask you this then. Do you feel like we are, okay, it's probably an obvious question, but when the point comes that, you know, that was that real, you know, scare, if you would. Now there'll be, I'm sure, another scare attempted, I would imagine. But when that other scare getting, now at least we're better prepared because of someone like you.
Yeah, you need to know, you need to understand that, yeah, you can be compassionate because these people really are being killed and everything, and you can be compassionate, but don't go to a place of, oh my God, and freak out. Don't go to a freak out place. Don't get upset. Don't get like all angry, angry, angry. Go to a place of love and compassion and pray for them, because prayer is your superpower. So pray, give it over to God. You know, the homework I always give my clients and students in all my classes, there's one homework that I give everyone always. And that is, when horrible things happen in your life, period, anything negative happens in your life, the first question you ask is, do I have control over this? If you do not have control over it, you give it over to God and you pray about it. If you have control over it, then make a plan with yourself and write down a plan. This is how I'm going to deal with the situation.
And so do it. Statistic. Kimberly, and so super powerful. Thank you for sharing that.
So really. Underutilized, but it is so
underutilized.
It is like that too.
Just a simple little sentence to help recalibrate your mind, your body, and your spirit all in one. Yeah,
Good. It's almost been almost a year now. Like in a month, it'll be a year. We absolutely have not watched TV.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
News, not TV. We don't really watch
TV. Don't even watch TV, but it's been like no news at all. And I have to tell you, what an awesome game changer.
Yeah, it probably raised your frequency. You feel like you have more energy. You probably feel happier. You feel lighter they're broadcasting frequencies to mind control you and everything. They have mind control frequencies on there, and it lowers your vibration, and it also controls you to take this thing and all of that, you know.
Kimberly, what do you see happening for 2022,
2023,
2024, 2025?
Oh, look at that.
So good stuff is coming, but the bad news is we're going to have to go through really, really dark, nasty crap to get to that point, because the people are just not waking up.
When is that coming in 22?
So I think a lot of stuff is going to start coming out by March. There's going to be a lot of things happening in the spring, a lot of changes. the governments have to be completely collapsed. There's already people resigning all over the world. Yeah. Okay. It's already happening. It's been happening, but it's a slow process. Yeah. It doesn't happen overnight. Okay. Mm-hmm. The governments have to go down. All the governments have to be completely replaced before we can move forward into a new, create new heaven on earth. We have to have a total collapse of the economy, because that's the only way they can bring on the new quantum system. They can't bring it on otherwise.
It's like a while.
So they have to collapse that. They also, the last sign is going to be when they announce the queen. Once they announce that the queen has bid it, that's like the final flag that everything's a go for all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So okay. once they announce it that the queen has bid it, is that when everything's a go? But is that when we start to see the dark before it starts to get lighter, or are
you're going to be seeing dark, terrible, nasty stuff happening between now and then, and it's going to keep going until they launch all the final stuff. And it's still going to, even when they're launching all the stuff that's really good, it's going to still look bad to all the normies. So, because it's going to be like martial law and all kinds of crazy weird stuff, and we're going to know what that's all about. Like, we'll know. And so we won't be upset by it or freaking out by it, but all the normies are going to lose their shit. Literally, they're going to really lose it. Okay. And there's going to be huge revolutionary, warlike kind of stuff going on in America and all over the world. That is coming. It's going to be awful, where you need to have food. You need to maybe arm yourself with a baseball bat or something. If somebody tries to come for you or come into your home, you want to get, even if you have to take your rolling pin and hit them over the head, whatever it takes, because I don't want to use the G word because I'll get you guys booted off of everywhere, but you don't want to. Yeah. So, but you need to be prepared for the fact that there's going to be total worldwide chaos. It's going to go crazy. It's going to be nuts, but then it will come together because they'll do the martial law thing. And then everybody will settle down a little after that. Once they come out with the truth and they start putting out the truth little by little by little, people will start to settle down. But there's also going to be a mass exodus off this planet. There's going to be 1/3 of the population's leaving here within the next few years.
They already started
2 years ago. This started 2 years ago. They started leaving. But by
We heard Kimberly within a day. I think it was that same day, right?
This week, yes.
All in one day. Three people don't know each other, different parts of the earth, planet, whatever, different countries, all in ER, brain clots, hemorrhaging, stuff like that.
Yep.
So anyway.
Kimberly, from your perspective, do you think would have to happen to collapse the economy? Because first you have to collapse the government, which is not an easy process. So would that come first, or would the economic collapse come first? And what would it take to cause that?
I keep hearing a possibility that a certain actor is going to be removed from office and a certain female actor is going to take over his place and become the first female leader of our country. So I hear that's going to happen on the 15th of December, but I don't know if that's true, because every time they say a date, it never happens. So give you a date, you know, it's baloney. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Anytime they tell you a date, it's baloney, because he comes like a thief in the night. That's in the Bible. You don't know when it's going to happen, because if you tell this is what's going to happen on this day, it gives the bad guys a chance to counteract and stop that. So you can't do it. I'm not really sure what's going to happen with that. And the reason I'm not sure, my boss has actually kept me out of that loop. They've told me to keep my nose out of that business. They've repeatedly told me that's not my business. I've asked them over and over and they're like, we're not telling you, because they want me to focus on helping everyone ascend, because all of these things are all distractions to prevent people's ascension. Mm-hmm. And my whole thing is, I am a spiritual teacher and ascension guide. I have one purpose I came to Earth for, and it's not to talk about economic systems and money. I don't really give a rat's patootie about the money system. And it's not because I'm wealthy or anything. I mean, I'm just a middle-class normal person. It's just because it's not my playground to play in. I have my own playground, and my own playground is helping as many people as I can to heal their bodies, teach them how to heal their body. teach mm-hmm. them how to ascend, teach them how to connect up with the boss, you know, with Yahweh, YHVH, you know, the creator, the prime creator that made all of our souls. Mm-hmm. Because our souls were all constructed in heaven by this loving, unconditional, agape loving creator. Maria Bernardius and I are 100% on the same sheet of paper with all of the stuff, all the esoteric stuff. I had her on my channel.
Like Maria.
Yeah, we're 100%. Everything is agape. And I even did a meditation that I channeled from Mary Magdalene. She gave me this song. I sang on my channel for the first time. It took me months to get the courage to do it because I got this meditation, this chant, this song months ago, and they wanted me to get it out. And I kept going, no, because I didn't want anyone to hear me singing. And I finally got it out.
Can you give us a line?
Can we get a couple
I'd
of lines?
I'd love to hear it.
I can't because I have kids sleeping on either side of the, I'll wake them up. Yeah, I'll wake them up. I sing very loudly and I will wake them up. And they'll come hear it.
You're just making it worse for everybody now. Everybody's like, just do it.
Well, they just have to go to my channel to hear it because it's a meditation. It's a heart healing meditation and it heals your heart space and your heart chakra over all the grief and everything everybody's going through because everyone on earth going through a lot of grief right now. And I mean, even people like myself, I just lost my baby brother. He died a little over a month ago, about a month and 2 weeks ago. And I still haven't received his body to bury yet. So I'm still haven't had closure because the mortuary still has him on ice because down in Los Angeles, California, where he is, they have so many bodies stacked up from all the people leaving they're like way behind the mortuaries. They're like way behind. So it's really bad down there in Los Angeles and Orange County, California, down in that area. And that's where he is. And I've been trying to get his body sent to me and it's taking forever. It's
good
ridiculous.
Lord, that's
are you
awesome.
Able to, have you been able to connect with his spirit soul?
I did, but what I found out is he's in spirit, what's called spirit hospital. So there's some people, if people die violently, tragically, or they've been, or they're mentally ill, or they were drunk when they died, or on drugs when they died, or they committed suicide, or they had a traumatic life, like a really traumatic life, they get put in spirit hospital for as long as it takes. And the angels wrap them up in like a blanket of love and they tend to them until they're ready to integrate back home again, because they're just really discombobulated. Mm-hmm. So he's in spirit. So until he gets out of there, I'm not going to be able to, to chat.
Probably something. The best place for him right now. Really.
Like a little bit of an incubator, right?
Yeah. Like he's in a little cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's new on your radar coming up for 2022? Where do you see Kimberly going?
I'm just going to continue helping people as much as I can in the future when all of the certain plague that they launched on the population, when that goes away someday soon, hopefully, and these things get stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting together a group of lightworker women like Victoria Reynolds, who you know, and hope maybe Maria Bernardis and a whole bunch of other women, whoever will come with me, and we're going to go all over the world and teach. And that's my goal is to go worldwide and to teach. And because
we'll be there with you.
Mm-hmm. You guys can come too if you want to, but we're going to do a conference, like an entire Ascension conferences worldwide. That's what we're going to do is Ascension conferences. You guys could always be the grand master of
the whole thing.
Uh-huh. But we're going to do it in France and England. We're going to go to like Ireland and England and France and Germany and, you know, Japan and, you know, just all over the world. We're going to go Australia, go all over the world and teach. We're going to have a whole bunch of lightworker, spiritual teacher, you know, women and maybe some men come together and travel together and go around and
yes.
Yeah. And do this. That. So, because we need to help people it in person where we can go up and hug. Like, I feel like Mother Amma, you know who Amma is, the hugging saint from India or wherever. I want to be able to hug everybody. I want to hug them in person. I want to hug people because that's how I am. I'm a very loving, compassionate person. And I want to be able to hug all the people I'm helping and teaching. Yeah. And
you know, we are really grateful for your service. And you do provide a valuable service out there. And, you know, the journey that you're going through, the dedication that you go through to get there to help us all is really pretty cool. So thanks and much love. Soul Sister for doing that. We appreciate that. And so everybody, we are going to have all of Kimberly's links in the description below. So her courses, her YouTube channel, all of her stuff.
She's got going on. She's got the Ascended Masters.
Get her book, but she's got some cool stuff. So definitely, again, tapped in, tuned in. So do take a look if you are called to. And Kimberly, thank you again for everything. It's good
thank
to see
you. Thank you so much. And you also have a Meditation for Basics course coming up, our workshop. So you want to give us all an idea of what that's about real quick before we get started.
Yeah, so I was constantly getting messages on Facebook from people and also email from people saying either they don't know how to meditate, they don't know where to start, or that they've tried over and over again and they epically failed. So yeah. I am a certified meditation instructor. I've been meditating 25 years, but I've been teaching meditation since 2011. And so I, in 2011, developed this course. I recently took it and combined it with a mindfulness course into one. And I'm doing that on Sunday. And it's everything you need to know about how to properly and successfully have a meditation practice, because believe it or not, it is fairly complicated. There is a lot involved. There's 108 different types of meditation, and meditation has thousands of benefits to it. It, you know, can help heal your body, your mind, your spirit, helps with depression, anxiety, panic disorder. It helps you open your third eye and connect to God's source, creator, you know, your higher self, your guides and angels. Wow. Develop your psychic abilities. I mean, and the list is on and on, and they've done all sorts of scientific research on the benefits of meditation. There's hundreds of studies on meditation and how it benefits the mind, body, and spirit. And so it's one of the best tools you can use to circumvent the bull, you know what, crap that's happening on planet Earth right now. All these awful things that are going on around us. Your best weapon and tool against that, besides prayer, constant prayer, is meditating. And actually, prayer is one of the 108 types of meditation. So if people say, oh, meditation's evil, or it comes from the devil, I hate to tell you, first of all, Christ meditated every single day. He talked about it in the Bible. It's mentioned 28 times in the Bible. And it's like the only way, like, to connect with God, Mother, Father, God. That's like how you connect. So how, if Christ is doing it and if we connect that way, how is,
you know,
that
what's
evil,
really
bad?
Evil, not the meditation, the doctrine that has been put in people's brains, the religious doctrine, to believe that meditation is evil, to keep you away from connecting with your source energy.
Right.
So we're okay. And we're going to have all the links for her meditation course, and everything about Kimberly will be in the description below. So do make sure you check her out, because she's definitely a valuable resource out there. Thanks everybody for hanging out with us as you always do. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you. And together we are turning the universal key to global harmony and creating a unified world. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings. I'd like to share a story. While it may sound fictional, it's very real and happening right now in front of our very eyes. It's called The Great Awakening. Our sisters and brothers that come on Spiritually Raw are doing everything to help expand global consciousness, and in many cases, putting everything on the line to share their messages about what's happening around the world for the greater good of humanity, while exposing the truth of the deep state and the dark forces behind it all. We are living in the most unbelievable times, some may even say biblical, scary for many and yet exhilarating for others. Together we are taking part in getting everyone acclimated to the Great Awakening process and the exciting new discoveries that lie ahead. The sad part is many of our amazing guests are being heavily censored, socially shamed, and outright banned on many platforms for exposing the truth and piercing the veil. By becoming a viewer, you bring your powerful energy towards this global movement of other truth seekers. If you're resonating with our show, please let us know by hitting the like button, sharing, subscribing, turn on the notification, and leave some comments. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Thanks, and God bless Patriots worldwide. Hi, everybody. April and Jay here from Spiritually Raw. Welcome to Spiritually Raw Secrets to Broadcasting Riches. Now, you're probably wondering, why did you guys put this course together? Well, this is truly a compilation of all of our experiences, our ups, our downs, our pitfalls, what's worked, what hasn't worked over the past 10 years. And the number one question that we continually get literally to this day is, how are you guys making money broadcasting? So we figured we'd put together a course, because there's no better time than right now for everyone to get off the bleachers and start speaking to help raise the vibration of the planet. So we put together a course that is so easy to follow, but not only is it very easy to follow and it's our experiences, but in the course, you're going to meet 10 other people that took it along with us. They are in the journey. You're going to hear about their wins, their losses, their successes, their pitfalls, and what's preventing them or has prevented them from making money in the media world.
So in addition to that, we also understand the fact that we wanted to bring this element to the Secrets to Broadcasting Riches to you. So for those of you who are very serious about saying, okay, I need to give this a go. I got a voice out there. It's time for me to let that voice loose and share my truth with people. And you also need to know, okay, well, how do I do this so I can support my family and make a business out of this, right? So we also tie in the spiritual aspect of it. So in the course, you will learn the specific steps that April and I use that we connect with at a divine level to get that inspiration that really fuels us on a day-to-day basis, that really gives us the creativity we need, that gives us the direction we need, and really also taps us into our future selves to give us the roadmap so we know that we know with predictability what the outcome of these are going to look like. And you will get that same essence and same feeling as we go through this together.
Now, this course is for everyone. If you're a beginner and you have absolutely no idea where to start, or you've been at it, it could be for months or years, and you're not gaining any financial traction. The easiest way to get to where you want to be is find people or a mentor or experts in the area that you are looking to become an expert in, and model what they're doing and model what they've done in the past. And this is exactly verbatim what we have done in this master course.
We've done this for 10 years. We've taken a lot of that out of the way for you, so you don't have to go through that same journey that we have. Okay, you can just go right there, pass go, collect your $200 and hopefully a lot more out of it. Cut out all the fat and everything that comes along with it. This is a really great time. Right now, we need people out there. We need people out there that are expressing their voices, because as you know, this is what your truth is, what will raise the vibration of the planet. And if we can collectively raise this vibration together, we are going to manifest everything that we're hearing out there. And so do your part. If this is on your radar right now to have your own show, to continue your own show and really give it a blast off, take this course. You really want to take this course because it will give you every specific step that you need. And if you like our style, which you know you probably are right now because you're watching it, and much love and thank you for that, then just, we're sharing everything with you. We're putting it all out there for you. So click on the link below.
You know what though?
Yeah.
Don't take our word for it. Forget about everything we just said. All you have to do is go down and watch all the testimonials of the people that have already taken the course, and then make your own decision from there.
Yeah.
All you have to do is watch the testimonials, click the link, and away you go. Much love to each and every one of you, and many blessings.
We'll see you next time. Thank you.